Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Several Kentucky Farm Bureau members went to Alaska during the Certified Roadside Farm Market Tour, June 18th through the 26th. Farm Bureau Commodity Specialist Fran McCall says the group had a chance to see firsthand the diversity of Alaska agriculture.
We took 58 members and staff to visit various agriculture farms and farm markets, and then also the must-sees in Alaska. We saw Denali, we went on a glacier cruise and saw wildlife. We rode on the Alaska Railroad. But agriculture is very diverse up there, and that was a great opportunity to show that off to our members in Kentucky.
McCall says one of the big things is the difference in growing seasons.
In the summer times, they have anywhere from 20 hours to 22 hours of daylight. So it shows a quick turnaround for crops that would take a lot more time here in Kentucky. So they're able to, you know, increase their production during the summer months because of the daylight addition.
She says the trip included a couple of stops on local farms.
We got to visit a barley farm that makes their own flour from the barley and sells it as Alaska Flour Company. And that was also, Bryce Wiley is also the Alaska Farm Bureau president. So that was good to visit with him. We also visited a reindeer farm where they do research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and talking about marketing of reindeer and reindeer meat to Alaska and the lower 48.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Fran McCall says he also visited a number of roadside markets in the Palmer area of Alaska.
There we visited several roadside markets. Typical produce in Alaska this time of year in June is the greens. They're starting to get a few cucumbers and squash, but a lot of lettuces, kale, spinach, those kind of things.
She adds there's a big push in Alaska to increase the amount of locally grown food.
You see a lot of pushing from farm to table, interest there amongst the locals, especially in the agriculture community, because it's anywhere between 95% and 98% of the food is imported into Alaska.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.